I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. 50 years ago next week, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Wilderness Act, aiming to preserve some of America's wildest lands in perpetuity. Marking that September 3rd anniversary, there'll be a week of local events, including hikes, a film screening, and more. Joining me is Chandra Legui, Western Oregon Field Coordinator for Oregon Wild. Welcome to KLCC.
Thanks, Eric.
Why was 1964 a prime time for this law to come into being?
There were a lot of environmental laws put into place during the Johnson administration. It was a time when people were just coming to realize that protecting our environment was an important American value.
The amount of wilderness that's protected differs greatly from state to state. How does Oregon rank on the national scale of amount of wilderness?
Oregon has protected 4% of its land area, and compared to our neighboring states, that is a very small percentage. We lag far behind California, Washington, and even Idaho. When, you know, Oregonians think of ourselves as being rather green, and, you know, we have this state with amazing natural beauty and wild places just around every corner. And yet it definitely surprises people to learn that we've only protected 4% of our state's land base as wilderness.
What should Oregon Wild's role be, and what should our role be as citizens in protecting more wilderness in Oregon?
Wilderness has always been protected by people who care about wild places. Because the law requires that Congress enact legislation to protect wilderness, that means that there needs to be public support behind protecting someplace that then leads up the chain towards our elected officials and passes Congress. So Oregon Wild and other conservation advocacy groups have always felt our role is to get people outside to enjoy these wild places, learn about them, learn to appreciate them, and then guide people through the process of protecting these places through this congressional act. And so we lead hikes to get people outdoors in these places that still deserve protection but are not protected. This year we're leading a lot of hikes to get people out to our already protected wilderness areas so we can celebrate what we have protected in the past. We try to create a vehicle for people to get involved, writing to our legislators, going to D.C. and doing some lobbying to call attention to these places that deserve protection and sort of shepherd these wilderness proposals through that whole process.
This next week, marking the anniversary of the Wilderness Act, there'll be a lot of local events. Talk about a few of those events and the people who are involved in creating these.
Oregon Wild has been working with the Obsidians, with the Willamette National Forest, with the Sierra Club. We are planning a couple of social events. There'll be a happy hour at Ninkasi. We're also doing a film screening of a wonderful film made a few years ago called Forever Wild, which celebrates wilderness and how it is protected. Robert Redford narrates the film, and it really is quite inspirational as far as all the people across the country have worked so hard to protect wilderness. And then there are several hikes that Oregon Wild, the Obsidians, and the Sierra Club are leading. And finally, there will be an open house at the Obsidians Lodge. Hike book author Bill Sullivan will be giving a short presentation, and they'll also be celebrating some of the people who were around in the 1960s to really start the fight for protecting wilderness areas in Oregon.
50 years on from the passage of the Wilderness Act, what do you see its successes and failures being?
Well, it certainly has been successful in protecting some of Oregon and America's most beautiful landscapes. And so I think it's met that intent in many ways. There currently are more than 110 million acres of wilderness protected across the country. But, you know, it's very difficult to pass a wilderness bill to protect these places. It's only happened really a handful of times in Oregon. You know, it's resulted in 2.5 million acres of Oregon protected, but they're usually decades-long campaigns to get these bills to pass. So while I think it is a good process to encourage citizens to, you know, work through the congressional process to help designate these wilderness areas, Congress acting sometimes can seem like a miracle when that happens. And so, you know, relying on a favorable political climate to protect some of these places that are so deserving can take a really long time. And so that can be frustrating and might be a drawback to the way that the wilderness system was set up. The more we can celebrate the places that we've already seen protected, the more people will understand why it's important to protect still more.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Glad to be here.
Chandra Legui, Western Oregon Field Coordinator for Oregon Wild, one of the many conservation groups who are a part of the local celebrations for the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, which was signed into law on September 3rd, 1964 by President Lyndon B. Johnson. For details on events across the country, wilderness50th.org. Locally, there'll be hikes, a film screening, a celebration, happy hour, and more. See oregonwild.org for the full details. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.